You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You're listening to Rewind, to listen back on press conferences, highlights, and analysis from the 76ers' previous game.
Shake Milton with a really nice game for the 76ers, going for a career-high 27 points, but all in all, a really frustrating night and a frustrating game to follow from the 76ers' standpoint. A 10-point loss to the Atlanta Hawks, 127-117. I'm Brian Seltzer. 76ers' road trip begins in tough fashion against the team with the worst record in the Eastern Conference. And what's kind of like the continuation of a theme that we have seen recur, unfortunately, throughout this year is that the 76ers, well, a couple themes. One, the most obvious, is that they are a far different team in terms of results at home versus on the road. But then this other dynamic that's been at play, and I actually think was brought up during a post-game press conference as recently as the Lakers game on Saturday when Brett Brown was asked, you know, like, this has been a team that seems like it plays up to the level of top-tier opponents and then suffers lapses against some teams that on paper don't look like they're quite as sharp. And that was something that returned to the forefront again tonight. That's to take nothing away from Trae Young. I mean, if you didn't think the guy was an all-star, let alone an all-star starter at the age of 21, he showed you in the first 12 minutes of play exactly why he deserves to be at that elite a level. 14 points, 10 assists in the first period alone, a double-double. Finished with 39 and a career-high 18 assists, the driver behind a really effective Atlanta pick-and-roll offensive attack. You know, the Hawks came in, Tom McGinnis talked about this throughout the night. I mean, they are, despite their record, a potent offensive team. They want to score and run. And the 76ers, it was like they kind of got into a track meet with them early and then didn't have the requisite defense to try and slow them down. The Sixers gave up 74 points in the first half. Tough to battle uphill from there. Sixers did get back to it a little bit defensively in the second half, but just one too many lapses in the game. When you think about the end of the third quarter, a tip-in that the Hawks had from Damian Jones, tough basket, just not enough from the 76ers tonight, despite what I thought was a really good performance from Shake Milton. If you want to try and find a positive, the hope is that Shake, for however long Josh Richardson is out, and then even when he returns, can just continue to be a productive presence for the 76ers in a second year. Milton, a career-high 27. Ben Simmons with 31 points. He had 15 of those points in the first quarter, also 6 rebounds and 5 assists. 21 apiece for Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris. Joe finished with 14 rebounds in 34 minutes. Harris added 9 boards for the 76ers. And then you also got to turn to some of the guys in the front court for the Hawks, whether it was John Collins with 17 points and 20 rebounds or Damian Jones out of Vanderbilt with 14.7 boards. They were a problem for the 76ers tonight. Tom McGinnis had the call at State Farm Arena. Why don't we start with the good Tom Shake Milton. He went on a real run at the end of the second quarter, and if not for him, who knows how this game would have ended up.
Absolutely, and I remember, Brian, and I forget what game it was maybe three games ago, and you were with Devon. I was at the Lakers game, maybe, and Shake
was
starting
yes.
for the first
yep.
time, and Devon said, how do you think Shake would do? And again, and you've been around him enough and watched him going all the way back to that summer league, you know, a couple of years ago, and he just has a presence and a confidence, and he plays at his own pace. And, you know, my answer to Devon at the time is, Shake will be fine. Just watch. And he was. And, you know, he's a scorer. I think he's going to be a good player for a number of years. And to your point, you know, obviously he's going to go back into the rotation when Josh returns. But, and that's like the silver lining. So, and, you know, in this game, this is a tough game. So, yeah, he had a great night. But that, you know, long term, like hopefully in big games down the stretch and in the postseason, you're going to go to this guy. He's not going to get 27 points. Like I said, his role will be reduced, but you know he can deliver. And that's, you know, obviously these guys are all NBA players and they're all on the roster for a reason. And he showed tonight that he can be a really productive player. But, oh, what a disappointing defeat for the Sixers. I mean, and, you know, who's to say, you know, what, how to figure it out? Like, did they take them lightly? I can't imagine any NBA team, particularly with the Sixers' road record, doing that. But the Hawks definitely played with more fight. Ben Simmons, Ben Simmons was dominant early on, but the way they picked apart the Sixers, you got to give them credit. And, you know, tough loss for the Sixers.
Final score 127-117. And, you know, not to belabor the point, Tom, but I think that Brett Brown, it sounded like the other night when he talked about this following the Lakers win, like, he gets it, talking about the Sixers and the level of competition. You know, honestly, like, not to look too far ahead, like, it would not shock me if they rattled off three wins in a row. It just wouldn't, based upon the way things have gone this year at times. It's a bizarre thing.
Yeah, no, and you obviously don't know that and can't count on it. But to your point, they've had nice wins, but most of them have been at home, right? I mean, most of those, I named the teams that the Sixers have beaten, and it includes Miami, Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston, all of the Lakers, all of those happened at the center. And, you know, and we've made this point before, so at the risk of redundancy, but you can't click your heels and expect to be this very competitive, top-notch road team when you haven't delivered consistently at a high level on the road. And particularly against a team like this that, you know, that, again, this is their 13th win of the year, and they've got talent. And, again, I think their young, bouncy athletes and how they play is such a contrast to the Sixers trying to play bully ball and using their height and strength and physicality, and that the contrast is tips in the favor, at least tonight it did, in favor of Atlanta. And Trae Young is incredible. I mean, again, like, as a basketball person and a fan of the game, you're coming to the game, speaking to myself, I was very excited to play, excited to see him play, because he's a great young talent. But as I said before, in other instances, not when he's shredding your team, and that's what he was doing. They set those high screens for him, and every single time now he's ahead of the guy guarding him. And nobody can hedge and show and get out there and slow him down. And so now he's basically playing like, well, you know, he's got the ball and he's looking for guys off the corners, and then he gets into the lane, and Joel or whomever's guarding the middle, the five men in the middle, has to come give help. And he's either floating it up there or he's dishing inside. And I'm telling you, Brian, some of the passes we saw tonight were just incredible.
He was
no
awesome.
Look, one hand off the bounce, whistled over a Sixers player's shoulder and right by their ear, and then downloaded somebody for a layup. It's just that's basketball at its highest level.
All righty, Tom, well, we shift our focus to what should be another fun Saturday night in the primetime slot at 8:30. This time it's on the road, 76ers and the four-game season finale against the Boston Celtics. Sixers going for the first four-game sweep of Boston in the regular season since 2000-2001, which is really amazing. But much like the 76ers, Boston has a pair of all-stars in their starting lineup in Kemba Walker and Jason Tatum. They won tonight versus the Golden State Warriors.
Right, and to be fair, they're going to be rested. And two of the Sixers' wins came when Boston had played the night before. And you're like, it's the NBA. Everybody has that. Well, that's part of what happened. The Sixers won in Boston when they had played the night before in Indiana, and the most recent game in Philadelphia. So it's going to be, in that sense, a fair fight, if you will. And that's the NBA. When they put the breathing room in the schedule, those marquee matchups on Saturday night in prime time, they put breathing room. They gave those teams, you know, the night off. And so it should be a good game. And for the Sixers, you know, they're staying here tonight. They're going to practice. And, you know, you better bring your A game, because that's a hard, you know, when you said going up to Boston and, you love the theater. It's a very intense, hard place to win, but a little bit of sense of dread, too, because it is that. And the Sixers certainly in the playoffs had difficulty up there a couple of years ago. And that's been another place like Toronto, maybe not equally, you know, record-wise, but certainly, you know, obviously been a hard place for the Sixers to win. So we'll see. I mean, like I said, this is a tough stretch here prior to the All-Star break. You're hoping to get the five on the floor with your starters, but now Josh out maybe a week, maybe longer. Who's to say? But, yeah, for the Sixers, you want to see a better effort on the road.
All righty, Tom, we will speak with you from TD Garden on Saturday.
All right, good night. Thank you, Brian.
Tough loss for the 76ers tonight. Another bizarre performance against a team that certainly is in a lesser state than the 76ers, but we've seen that throughout this year. 127-117 at the final. The 76ers' four-game road trip begins in defeat. Time now to get to some of the highlights. Early on, it was looking encouraging just minutes after finding out he would be headed to the All-Star game as a reserve out of the Eastern Conference for a second straight year. Ben Simmons started on fire.
Sixers down 116-15. Quirk on Quirk Mouse. Lobs it to Simmons and another alley-oop jam. Ben Simmons is 5 for 5. He's got 4 slam dunks, first alley-oop.
Well, yeah, he was getting out in the open court, getting right past the Hawks and having his way. That made it a 1-point 76ers lead, 17-16. They would lead again at 19-18, and that would be their last lead of the night. Trae Young went off in the first quarter for 14 points and 10 assists. Atlanta led 39-31 after one, and you're thinking to yourself, this is not feeling good. They opened up a double-figure lead in the second quarter, and if not by the grace of a man named Shake, the 76ers would have likely been staring at a pretty hefty deficit at the half.
Simmons on Young, crosses him over, down the lane, right-hand floater, rimming short, no good, well defended by Ben, rebounded by Joel. Simmons ball, Embiid back into the lane, Ben dropped it, fans thought he walked. Here's Shake for 3, up and good. First title they'd won there in 56 years. I don't think it's true that he played with a broken arm. Here's Shake Milton on a drive, up and good. So Milton goes right back at Carter. Shake's got 5 free throws, now 10 points. Here's Shake, throws out top to Benny. 3 seconds to shoot. Simmons back to Milton. Shake from well beyond over Carter. It's good! Shake Milton puts it in. Just under 3 seconds to go.
And the 76ers clawed within 2, but due to a funky sequence involving technicals and this and that, at the end of the first half, the 76ers were down 74-67 going into the break. The Sixers in the third quarter, they had a glimpse. They cut the deficit down to single digits, and once again, Shake Milton was in the middle of it.
Sixers ball. Shake does have a season high in the game. He's got it again. 3 ball up and good. Back-to-back threes by Milton. And it's 92-86.
76ers trailed by 7, 99-92 going into the fourth. On their first possession, they got the margin down to 5. But then Atlanta scored 11 straight points. It was an uphill climb the rest of the way.
Hawks lead 112-96. Simmons down low. Ben turns around 2 players, goes off the glass and in. And Ben Simmons with an impressive play down low. He is now 9 of 13 from the field.
But this game belonged to Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks. They win by 10, 127-117. The Hawks shoot 48.5% from the field. 76ers, 46%. Sixers just 9 three-pointers, shooting under 30%. Atlanta knocked down 11 threes. Both teams hit 32 free throws. However, the 76ers were 32 of 45 from the line, with Joel Embiid going 2 for 7 from the stripe. Let's hope that that does not happen again. You would think that the odds are pretty long that it does. Sixers out-rebounded by 6 in the game. They also weren't able to cash in on scoring 21 points off the Hawks' turnovers. Sixers led by Ben Simmons, 31 points. 27 points for Shake Milton, a new career high. Joel Embiid with 21 points and 14 rebounds, 21 points and 9 boards, plus 4 assists for Tobias Harris. 11 for James Ennis III off the bench. Matisse Thybulle held to just 3 points. Tough night for him. 39 points, a career high. 18 assists for Trae Young. John Collins with 17 points and 20 boards. Damian Jones with 14 points, 7 rebounds. And a man named Vince Carter went for 14 and 6 rebounds and 4 for 8 shooting off the bench. Sixers lose. They're now 31-18. The Atlanta Hawks improved to 13-36. Next up for the 76ers, the Boston Celtics. They beat the Golden State Warriors at TD Garden tonight by the final of 119-104. Marcus Smart at 21 off the bench as he continues to play well for the C's.
You've been listening to Rewind. Look out for fresh episodes the day after every 76ers game this season.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.